USA News. I'm Tim Berg. The search for a missing University of Missouri student is ending in tragedy. Police confirming Riley Strain's body was found in a Nashville river Friday. Nashville Police Chief John Drake making the announcement.
As they were removing an object from the river, they noticed what appeared to be Riley Strain pop up. The fire department was called in, retrieved the body from the river. The medical examiner's office reviewed the body, and we've confirmed that it is Riley Strain.
The 22-year-old had not been seen since March 8th when he was asked to leave Luke Bryan's downtown Nashville bar, police saying there were no signs of foul play. Following a Senate investigation into the price of inhalers, three major pharmaceutical companies agreed to cap the price of the medical device. Senator Bernie Sanders from Vermont, who chairs the Senate Health Committee, speaks about the price cap.
Within a very short period of time, the vast majority of Americans with asthma and COPD will pay no more than $35 at the pharmacy counter for the inhalers that they purchase.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says the United States is still actively engaged with other countries to negotiate a hostage release between Israel and the terrorist group Hamas. Blinken speaking after a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Tel Aviv.
We're intensely engaged in them, working with the Qataris, working with the Egyptians, working with Israel. We have teams in Doha.
A second flight of Americans fleeing Haiti has reached the United States safely. On Thursday, a flight evacuating 80 Americans landed in Miami. The State Department has encouraged all U.S. citizens to leave Haiti as political unrest and gang violence escalate. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we not throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
A new video released by the New York Post shows a group of illegal immigrants tearing down razor wire in Texas, trying to get into the United States. Texas Republican Congressman Pat Fallon weighs in on the video and the influx of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers at the southern border on Fox Business.
Anybody that watches that video will understand that, that's not the border being secure. I mean, we passed the federal law back in 2006, the Secure Fence Act, that demanded that the Homeland Security Secretary have operation control of the southern border.
New York's Democrat Attorney General is gearing up to seize some of Donald Trump's properties if he doesn't come up with a huge amount of bond money by Monday, USA's Laura Winters reports.
Donald Trump's golf course and a large estate he owns in Westchester County could be seized by New York Attorney General Letitia James. She's filed the preliminary paperwork in case Trump can't post the $500 million bond he needs in order to appeal his civil fraud judgment.
Nestle has initiated a recall of more than 440,000 Starbucks mugs due to safety concerns. USA's John Schaefer explains.
The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission has warned that these mugs are prone to overheating and breaking, posing a risk of burns and other injuries. The recall applies to metallic mugs included in the 2023 holiday Starbucks-branded gift sets that were sold at Walmart, Target, and military retail outlets.
For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.